for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. At least 140 people have been confirmed dead in a powerful earthquake that hit densely populated central Mexico on Tuesday. In Mexico City, the 7.1 magnitude quake has led to 30 deaths and caused buildings to collapse at 44 locations. Electricity and mobile phone service was interrupted in many areas and traffic was snarled. The quake's the deadliest in Mexico since 1985. And that quake, 32 years ago to the day, killed thousands. It came less than 2 weeks after another powerful earthquake caused 90 deaths in the country's south. President Enrique Peña Nieto reassured that authorities are working around the clock to find survivors. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned North Korea's nuclear test while delivering his annual work report to the UN General Assembly. Guterres warned that global anxieties about nuclear weapons are at the highest level since the end of the Cold War. The UN Security Council passed a resolution last week to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its latest nuclear test in early September. Guterres called on the international community to fully comply with the resolution. A third suspect's been arrested in connection with last week's blast at a subway station in West London. The 25-year-old was arrested on Tuesday in the Wells city of Newport. 30 people were injured in that bombing on Friday, the fifth terror attack in the country in the past 6 months. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the explosion. The U.S. Army has reportedly inaugurated its first military base in Israel. The base houses dozens of U.S. soldiers operating radar devices alongside Israeli soldiers. An Israeli newspaper reports the base's opening comes as Israel faces a slew of regional threats, especially from Iran. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with the visiting Singaporean Prime Minister, with both vowing to enhance ties and cooperation between the two countries. Topics of their discussion included the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, the negotiation on their free trade agreement, and Chinese enterprises' participation in the construction of a high-speed railway between Singapore and Malaysia. This is Li Xianlong's first official visit to China since he took office in 2014. Many are suggesting his trip shows he's determined to restore bilateral relations back to normal following years of strained ties. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for better social governance for solving social problems. In meeting police representatives from around the country, he stressed the importance of social stability. He told the representatives to make social governance more systematic, rational, intelligent, and in accordance with the rule of law. He also demanded better coordination and abilities to predict and prevent risk and improve the precision and efficiency of social governance. China on Tuesday donated about $150,000 to help restore peace and stability in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Addressing a donation ceremony in Myanmar's capital, Ambassador Hong Leung said China will continue to assist the Myanmar government in carrying out the peace process in the northwestern state to strengthen the relationship between the two countries. At the ceremony, Myanmar's Minister of Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement said the donation money will be put to good use in carrying out the peace process. Unrest in the region over the past month has forced about 400,000 local Muslims to flee over the border into Bangladesh. China's expecting a tourism boom for the upcoming National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival holidays. More than 700 million trips are expected to be made from October 1st to the 8th. It's estimated that national tourism revenue during the period will reach 590 billion yuan, up 10% from the same period last year. Meantime, a recent survey shows Sanya, Beijing, Kunming, and Lanzhou are the most popular destinations for this year's holidays. A newly released report shows around 40 million people are trapped in modern slavery. The data released from the ongoing UN General Assembly shows more than 70% of modern slaves are women and girls, while child victims total around 10 million. The same report also shows that over 150 million children are subject to child labor, almost 1 in 10 around the world. The largest number of them are living in Africa, followed by Asia and the Pacific. More than 70% of these children are working in the agricultural sector. It's been confirmed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is gearing up to call a snap election. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party's General Secretary has confirmed Abe's told him to prepare the party for a new campaign. Abe's expected to announce the date for the vote when he returns from the UN General Assembly on Friday. Observers expect the vote will be set for October 22nd. This would negate three parliamentary by-elections, which had been planned for the same day. Japan's main opposition is already critical of the impending announcement, suggesting Abe's calling the early vote to try to deflect attention away from an influence-peddling scandal that he's currently embroiled in. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.